want to thank you again so much for the opportunity to come tonight and to share with you from God's word, and kind of the privilege and the joy to be with you. I want to have a word of prayer, and then we're going to just delve right in. Father, how we thank you so much for this opportunity to come and to share your word, and we pray that your word will change and transform our lives, that we won't leave here as we came, but we have a greater commitment to make a difference in the world around us. Help us to be the light that you've called us to be, the salt into a lost and dying world. And we'll be so careful to give your name the praise, for it's in Jesus' name, amen. If you have your Bibles, I want to call your attention to a very familiar Proverbs chapter 7. Proverbs chapter 7, very, very familiar passage of scripture. And I want to talk from the subject, the testimony of a young man who didn't make it. A young man who didn't make it. And as I have worked in our community in South Dallas, I've had, unfortunately, the opportunity to see many young men who had, and women who have great potential, who could have been used to make a significant change and a difference in their world and their community, and yet they got caught up in some bad decisions. And as a result of being caught up in those bad decisions, they did not use their gifts and talents, and unfortunately many of them are not here today because of those decisions that were made. And I would say, even though we are maybe on opposite ends of the expressway, you may be in the north and I may be in the south, I would imagine that some of the challenges and temptations and struggles and issues and problems that many of the people that I work with every day, you yourself either struggle with, or you go to school or are in community with people who struggle with those very same issues. And the tragedy is, many of them who have great potential, who could have been used greatly and mightily by God, did not maximize those opportunities, and thus they failed, and thus they are not here today, and thus they ended up with a bad, bad outcome. In Proverbs chapter 7, Solomon is writing to his son to give him words of wisdom and advice, that things that he has learned in life. In fact, there is no one better to give those words of wisdom than Solomon, because Solomon had the opportunity to live out many of the dreams of many people. Solomon says that, you know, if your dream has been to be very wealthy, I've been there and I've done that. I know what it is to have a lot of money. I was one of the richest men that have ever lived. If it's about wine and pleasure, I've been there and I've done that. I had the best vineyards, and so I know what it is to have all the pleasure and have all the wine. I've been there and I've done that. Even Solomon knows, as a man, if it's about women, he says, I had 300 wives, 700 concubines. I've been there and I've done that. And so all of the pleasure, all of the wine, all of the women, I have experienced that as a father. And so what he says and writes the book of Proverbs to his son, so that his son won't end up making some of the same mistakes that he has made. He wants to give words of wisdom, words of instruction, words of direction, in order that his son might steer clear of many of the mistakes that he has seen people all around him make. And he says that, I can relate to you, son, because everything you are trying to obtain, I have been there and I have done that. He goes on, and so he says in chapter 7, verse 1, my son, I want you to keep my words, and in fact, store them up, my commandments with you in you. Verse 2, keep my commandments, keep what I'm telling you, and you will live. Guard my teachings as an apple of your eye, something very precious that I'm instructing you. In fact, he says, not only keep them as an apple of your eye, but bind them on your fingers, write them on the tables of your heart. Say to wisdom in these decisions that you are my sister, and call understanding my kinsman or my close relative. Keep them. You keep these words. You keep these instructions. You keep these directions, you keep these commandments, you keep these teachings that I am giving you about life. And if you do that, he says, you will live. In verse 5, they will keep you from the adulteress, from the wayward wife and her seductive ways. You won't get caught up in making bad decisions that will ultimately destroy your life. He goes on and he says, let me tell you something that I experienced, my son. He says, chapter 7, verse 6, one day I was at home. And as I was at home, verse 6, I looked through the window. And as I looked through the window of my house, I looked through the latches or the curtains, and I noticed as I was at home looking through the curtains, verse 7, I saw among the simple, I noticed a young man, a youth who lacked judgment. You know what the first step to this man's tragic downfall was? Notice he says, I saw as I sat at home looking through the window, I saw among the simple. These were not bad boys, but they were simple. They could go either way. They had no direction. And so since they had no direction, there was a tendency for them to make bad mistakes. This first man's tragedy was he was hanging with the wrong people. He was hanging with people that could not invest and speak into his life. He was hanging with people that would not speak a word of wisdom to him. This man's first mistake was instead of being around wise and people who were trying to go somewhere, Solomon says, as I looked out there, I saw among the simple a young man. And this young man lacked judgment. The inability to make wise decisions. But not only was this a young man who was hanging with the wrong crowd or around the wrong people. It goes on and says, verse 8, he was going down the street near her corner. And so not only was he hanging with the wrong crowd, if you notice, he was going to the wrong place. He was going down to where tragedy was about to hit, to her corner where there was nothing but trouble. And it goes on, not only was he a young man hanging with the wrong crowd, not only was he a young man going to the wrong place, but notice verse 9, at twilight. As the day was fading and as dark night was setting in. Because this man's tragedy was not only was he with the wrong crowd at the wrong place, but it was at twilight, nearing night, at the wrong time. And if you notice, it says that since this young man was with the wrong crowd, at the wrong place, at the wrong time, verse 10 says, notice, Then a woman came out to meet him. Then, because he was with the wrong crowd, at the wrong place, at the wrong time, you notice he didn't have to look for trouble. Trouble found him. Then a woman came out because he had not positioned himself around positive people. He was not in a position where he was in a good place. He was not in a position where he made his curfew. And so he didn't have to look for trouble. Trouble had his email address. Trouble could text him. Trouble could find him. And it says, then a woman came out to meet him. She was dressed like a prostitute with crafty intent. And because he was a young, simple man, he couldn't read through her motives. Verse 10, she is loud and defiant. Her feet never stay at home. She's now in the street, now in the squares. On every corner she lurks. She took hold of him and kissed him. And with a brazen face, she said to him, notice, I have fellowship offerings at home. She put the little religious twist to it. Today I will fulfill my vows. So I came out to meet you, and I looked and I found you, a nice, strong, healthy young man. Most of the guys figure, yeah, that was probably me. I came out. And notice, I came out and I looked and I found you. And notice, because he is young, he doesn't get it. I have covered my bed with colored linens from Egypt. I have perfumed my bed with myrrh and with aloes and with cinnamon. Come, let us drink love till the morning. And notice, my husband is not at home. He has gone on a long journey. And he won't be back for a while because, verse 20, he took his purse filled with money and will not be home till full moon. He's gone away and he won't be back for a long time. And she's got him because he's a simple young man, hanging with the wrong crowd at the wrong place at the wrong time. And it says, because of that, verse 21, with persuasive words, she led him astray. She seduced him with smooth talk. And all at once, notice, he followed her because it sounded so sweet. But he didn't know. He was being led, notice, like an ox going to the slaughter, like a deer stepping into a noose, till the arrow pierced his liver, like the bird darting into a snare, little knowing that this decision would cost him his life. He would end up losing his life behind this bad decision. So he says, verse 24, now then, my sons, listen to me. He says, pay attention to what I have to say. Do not let your heart turn to her ways or stray in her paths, because many are the victims she has brought down. You're not the only one. She had this good game going on. Notice, she has slain a mighty thorn. Her house is a highway to the grave, leading down to the chambers of death. She'll destroy you. And that's one of the challenges we have as we serve in our community, because we know that there are a lot of people out there, a lot of people who are making bad decisions. And the challenge of the church is to give them words of wisdom. And let them know that if you make bad choices, you end up with bad results. It's one of our challenges of speaking to and imparting in the lives of so many so that they won't end up in a tragic situation. And even here up north, as we work with our fellow students, as we are in school, as we're in our community, challenge is to be an example so that others can see your light in order that they won't make the bad decisions like this young man and face a very tragic end. So every day our prayer ought to be, God, help me to be a light so that others could be drawn to you. Help me to be a light so that people can see my testimony and my witness and realize that there is another way, and they don't have to make bad decisions of hanging with the wrong people at the wrong place at the wrong time. That we might be your ambassador to see many people come to know you in a personal way. Father, we would pray that our lights would shine before men, that they may see our good works and give your name the glory and the honor. So many young people are off track, looking for direction. Help us, Lord, to be able to point them to you, that they would experience the joy of knowing you. Help us to be able to speak wisdom into lives of our friends, that they may make wise decisions. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.